Now, comic cons, conventions for fans of comic book culture, have been an international phenomenon for many years. This weekend, the first ever Czech Comic Con will take place in Prague, with organisers promising a number of movie and TV stars, and expecting over 20,000 visitors. Ian Willoughby reports.
Oh well, let me go in and say hi.
A trailer for the 2004 superhero film Hellboy, starring US movie and TV actor Ron Perlman. He'll be just one of several big-name guests meeting fans at the first-ever Prague Comic Con. Comic cons, with many visitors dressed as superheroes and fantasy characters, have been an international pop culture phenomenon for decades. Pavel Renčín is co-founder of Prague Comic Con and a leading domestic fantasy author himself. He outlines the preparations for this inaugural Czech edition.
Each Comic-Con is unique. They're different in every country. We visited other ones, such as in Berlin or Vienna, and the focus there was on exhibiting, with lots of stands with interesting articles. But cons in the Czech Republic have always been more focused on the program for fans, with talks and meetings with stars, etc. And we've tried to combine both of those approaches.
The chance for fans to interact with the stars of their favourite movies and TV shows, as well as comics creators, is a major draw at Comic Cons, and the Prague extravaganza will be no different in this regard.
One of the biggest stars will be Ron Perlman, the American actor who has been in Hellboy, Sons of Anarchy and Pacific Rim. We also have Brandon Routh, who played Superman in Superman Returns. Very well known in the Czech Republic is Danny John-Jules, who plays Kat in Red Dwarf. From Game of Thrones, we will have, for instance, Ian McElhinney. In total, we have 15 international screen guests, but we also have loads of comic writers and artists, novelists, and so on.
Cosplay, which is dressing up as characters, is a major element of Comic Cons. But it's hard to say in advance how many visitors will turn out in costumes in Prague, according to Pavel Renčín.
Cosplay has a lot of fans here and is a fast-developing phenomenon. We're curious how many will come to Comic-Con in cosplay, because you can see in Western states how fast it's growing. A considerable number of visitors there are dressed up. But maybe, as it's our first year, it could be kind of testing the water for many fans here, and it'll be a stronger phenomenon in future editions.
The inaugural Prague Comic Con gets underway at the city's O2 Universum Centre on Friday and continues until Sunday evening. The organising team say they expect up to 25,000 sci-fi, fantasy and horror fans to attend.